The Triangle's Morning News with Donna King.
Well, Tropical Depression Imelda bringing heavy rains and wind to Texas. And of course, here in North Carolina, we're still recovering from Hurricane Dorian. And of course, Florence last year. All of this has really put a strain and raised some questions about our electric power system. Melissa Miranda with Electricities is joining us now. We're talking about some changes in the energy industry. It's something we really have to think about, particularly during hurricane season here in North Carolina. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
All right. So tell me some of the lessons learned, you think, from all of this, what you all have been out there in rain, wind, snow, everything, keeping our lights on. Tell me what you all have learned from some of these experiences.
Oh, absolutely. We have, I think what we have learned from these is just the need that we have to make sure that we have a generation of energy workforce that is ready to tackle the challenges that are coming before us. We're really facing, three big challenges here within our industry. We have experienced line workers who are nearing retirement. We also have, are facing a talent gap of not finding enough new talent to bring into the pipeline to replace those who are leaving. And at the same time, our industry is rapidly changing. So as we think about, having to replace those traditional skills, we also have to have a workforce that's really up to the challenge of learning how to integrate, new technologies into a modern energy grid. So it's really bringing about the need to help identify who's going to be leading that energy system moving forward.
Now, we're talking with Melissa Miranda. She's Vice President of Human Resources at Electricities. Now, tell me, you are faced every day with trying to get those positions filled. Is it a matter of needing people with the latest college-educated and higher level of technology knowledge, or is it folks who are out there in the rain, wind, line workers, or is it a combination?
Well, it's really a combination right now with the changes that are going on in our industry. Now, we do have, one of the areas that is in a very high demand right now is line workers. We do foresee a shortage of line workers nationally, but both specifically in North Carolina. Just as with many of the trades, we just don't see as many students going into this line of work or even being aware that these careers are an option. We're also, as I mentioned before, facing high levels of retirement, and it's at a time when things are changing rapidly, and we need a different type of skill set. So for us, it's really, come down to making sure we understand, what the demands are in the market, either for line workers or for engineers or technicians, and then understanding what the supply is for that talent. We also want to ensure that we have affordable educational pathways for students to build these careers and these skills, and then make sure we have the career awareness campaigns to ensure students are aware of these opportunities there for them.
Sure. Now, you mentioned linemen. It's not just a matter of, keeping our power on and keeping comfort. These can really be, in many cases, heroic roles. You think about hospitals and nursing homes and all these other things. So folks who are interested in this, it really also comes down to the bottom line. What do linemen positions pay?
Well, starting out, a line worker can start out making as much as $30,000 to $40,000 a year. And what's really amazing about this opportunity is when you contrast this type of a position with a 4-year degree. So you could go into a 4-year degree, build up college debt. Potentially you're not working at the time that you're obtaining your degree. Maybe you're coming out making an average of $27,000 a year. A line worker, on the other hand, to start out in that profession, you can go to a community college program in North Carolina, the 12 to 16 week program. We have 10 programs across the state, such as Nash Community College up in Rocky Mount and Cape Fear Community College down in Wilmington. And you come out of that program in 4 months with little to no college debt, going straight into a profession making $30,000 to $40,000 a year. So it's definitely, when you look financially, really is a very lucrative opportunity.
What kind of hole do you see in the workforce and the need for line workers coming down the road?
Well, we are projecting right now probably demand just within the Carolinas, North Carolina alone, of over 1,200 a year of line workers as we start to think about the folks leaving the industry and as we look at some of the new initiatives that we're taking on as far as modernizing our grid and looking at how we can bring on new technologies. So we do see a pretty tremendous demand coming over the next 5 years.
Now, with all these hurricanes we've had lately, you know, Matthew, then Florence, then Dorian, do you anticipate that continuing, or are you learning some lessons from that hurricane?
Well, we certainly do learn lessons with every storm. You know, regardless of how many you experience, there's always lessons learned. But I think what we're seeing as part of the drive is just our industry is changing, right? Technologies are changing. The skill sets that folks need are changing. So I don't necessarily know that it's going to taper off. I think it probably may be that the skills that are required in these roles just may continue to evolve and continue to be an important critical part of maintaining our electric system.
Very interesting. Thank you so much, Melissa Miranda, Vice President of Human Resources at Electric Cities. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.